Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. Back one more time here on Sports Nightly, a best of show here on the Huskers Radio Network. We close out the show with an interview Nick Handley did with Nebraska baseball pitcher Drew Christo shortly after the Huskers season ended in the Chapel Hill Regional. Nick started the conversation by asking Drew what his emotions were like after their season-ending loss.
Yeah, I think, you don't really realize what the emotions are going to be like until you really play that last game and until that last out is made. I think for us, towards that back end of the season, there was a lot of different games where it could have been, my last game and the team's last game of the year. But we were able to, kind of with our backs up against the wall, fight and scratch and claw to see one more day and one more game, kind of like we did the whole season. And I think if you would have, looked up at the halfway point of the season and then see where we ended the year, being able to play in a regional, against some good teams and in good environments like that, and to go out like that, I think, that's a pretty good testament of the toughness of the team and kind of how we were able to rally together and finish the thing strongly. I mean, obviously, it didn't end the way that, every team wants it to, but there's only, at the end of the day, there's only going to be, well, I mean, if you look at the Big Ten tournament, some teams ended their season with a win, but realistically, there's only one team that ends with a win at the end of the year. And so heartbreak is felt for a lot of different teams, but I think for us, it was one that, at the end of the day, we were disappointed in the result, but we would hold our heads high on how we were able to finish the season when some things looked a little grim at points.
Yeah, it's a good mention on the new Big Ten tournament format. That is true. You could actually end your tournament run with a win and still not be moving on. That's fun stuff. But you mentioned the way that the season had been and how you guys bounced back. I continue to make reference to the month of March, but also just the 11 days in California, where it seemed like when you guys got back, that could have gone one way or the other. Where were you at? Where do you feel the team was at when you guys got back from that trip? And the offense wasn't quite there, pitching still trying to find its way, just still trying to maybe find that identity. Where were you, and where do you think the team was there?
Yeah, I think for our team at that time, it kind of was a point where we were kind of spinning our wheels. It really hadn't set in that we had lost, a Friday night ace and a preseason All-American at the front of our rotation, which, really affects your team a lot deeper than just one game on a Friday. That bleeds into Saturday and Sunday, bleeds into your bullpen, and it bleeds into how you approach midweeks. And so that was kind of still, I think, settling in. Tucker losing a guy like that for, the amount that he was out. And I think that had all not really set in yet for us. And the offense, like you said, there was a little bit of a lull there for those 10 days. But I think, where we were at, we were still confident in what we had. I don't think anybody started questioning things. And I think that at that point, that was a point for this team where we could have chose to break. And I think there would have been a lot of excuses for us to do that. But we decided to keep on forging ahead. Guys were challenged offensively and on the mound to carve out new roles that might have not been asked of them at the start of the season, but they're being asked now based on the situation. And we had guys do that, and we had guys step up and in ways that they maybe weren't expecting. And I think that's what allowed us to, go on and win those consecutive conference games in the Big Ten tournament and just the conference series towards the end of the year to put us in a spot to play postseason baseball when it might have not looked like that after that California trip.
We're talking to Husker Drew Christo here on Sports Nightly. I know we all probably look at the season, if whether it was us in the broadcast booth, you guys on the field, the coaching staff, the support staff, at some moment in this season where you felt, okay, it's clicking, here we go. Do you remember a certain moment of the season of, okay, now this is more like it? Was there anything that, any weekend that where that sort of resonated to you?
I think for me personally, it was the Oregon State series. Obviously you're playing a top five team at home in your own ballpark, and you want to go out and prove something, especially after maybe the month before hadn't gone so great. And so I think just coming in, getting the Friday night win in a close game, and then honestly, what happened Saturday with them hitting 8 home runs and kind of punching back, I think our resolve to just come back out on Sunday and win that series was something for me that really showed that this team can do what it takes when things don't maybe aren't all rainbows and sunshine. And the team looked good. The offense really sparked itself, I think, during that weekend. And we had some really good outings on the mound from some guys. And I think that was the weekend for me that really was like, this team hasn't quit. We're still in the fight. And we've got the ability to do some good things down the stretch here. And we went on and proved that.
I know a lot of people will talk about culture. You've been a part of this culture for, you know, Will Bold and Rob Childress and, you know, Lance Arvell, Mike Sirianni, you know, even at a time, Jeff Christie, you know, when you first got there too. Mm-hmm. You look at that path and you look at what Will Bold has established. In your opinion, is that also a big part of where Nebraska gets back into the postseason, the NCAA tournament in that Big Ten championship game? With a lot of the reasons you laid out right there, where guys were, you know, still really bought into to finishing the season the way you guys expected to.
Yeah, I think, you know, culture is what's going to drive any and every program. And I think the culture that Coach Bolt and all the coaches here are driving home with us each and every year is just one of toughness and resilience and grit. And I think, you know, in a season where things kind of go your way and it's nice and the weekends are easy and nobody gets hurt and, you know, things are coming pretty easy for you, you can go on and make the postseason without having to employ those type of values. And teams who maybe aren't built on those values when things are hard and don't go as easy as you want them to go, that's kind of when those teams, you know, fall short of what their preseason goals were. But I think that because the culture is what it is and because it's been developed and enforced over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years as Coach Bolt's kind of built this thing and kind of how I've seen it grow over my career, I think that was evident in us making a run at the end and us just kind of willing our way, you know, into a regional and into the Big Ten tournament and back to the championship game and back to the bottom of a dog pile, honestly. And I think that was really evident. And, you know, it doesn't just happen in 1 year. That's, you know, a lot of years of players and coaches buying in and exemplifying that every day.
Just a couple more questions, and I appreciate you spending time with us. I want to ask you the question also about just your career. You know, you go back to a lot of expectations coming out of Elkhorn. I know a lot of people were very excited about what your future held at Nebraska and being one of those great arms, one of those great local arms that we were going to see do some big things. And I'm sure you're the first one to admit it wasn't maybe as smooth as a lot of people just mm-hmm. assumed it would be because you made it look so easy in high school. But what has that journey been like and the tutelage that you've had, especially ending it with Rob Childers, what has that, just the totality of your career been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, reflecting back on my 4 years, I think, you know, if you would have asked me in high school to write out how it went, I wouldn't have started with that, and I probably wouldn't have ended it with the way I thought it was going to end either. But I think that's kind of the beauty of it. I wasn't expecting it to go like that, and I'm grateful that it did. I think there was a lot of things that I learned as a freshman and as a sophomore that I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life. I was challenged in ways that I hadn't been challenged before, both in athletics and just in off-the-field situations. And I really had to learn and grow. And I think, you know, all the coaches here, and especially Coach Childress, were big mentors and people who guided me on that path to, you know, figure some things out about myself, out about life and about baseball. And I think just looking back, the things that I thought maybe were important to me coming into this college experience, you know, performing at a high level and individually succeeding and getting drafted and, you know, going on and doing all those things kind of faded to the background. And as I'm finishing up my career, the things that, you know, at the end of my career that are at the front and what I'll take away from this place are, you know, just the relationships that I built with my teammates and working hard to be a leader on this team, both on the field and off the field, and really just making connections with guys and trying to be a friend and a mentor to them, and really just building lessons from this game for the rest of my life. And I think, you know, I've learned those things through my 4 years here, and I think if it would have gone differently, then there'd be a lot of things that I don't currently have right now that this place and these struggles and adversity have given me. And so, Yeah, it wasn't maybe the ideal scenario, but I think for me it was the right one, and honestly the one that's going to set me up for the rest of my life. And I'm grateful for every single second of it, and I would never go back and change a thing. I think the way that I was able to, carve out a role as a junior and a senior, and just kind of do what was asked of me for the team, and show up every day, and really whatever we needed for the team to be better, I was willing to do that. And so I'm happy with the ability of myself to kind of to take on that role, and just try and give Nebraska, this place that I love so much, everything that I had. And I think after my last game and looking back on my career, I can say that I did that.
Yeah, I think everybody would agree. Some amazing moments, especially here in the last couple of years, and the amount of innings that you chewed up and some high leverage situations. Before I let you go, what's next? I know there's still a lot of work to be done as far as possibly a little career in medicine, or what we're looking for going forward. So what's next for Drew Christo?
Yeah, what's next for me is so obviously with the draft in July, I'm going to pursue that. And, whether that's the draft or a free agent signing, I think, I still have a desire and a passion to play baseball. And so if I'm able to have that opportunity, that's something that I'm going to attack head on. But if that opportunity isn't there for me this year, then, my career beyond baseball hopefully will get started. After the draft, I plan on applying to medical schools if I don't get a deal, and we'll see where that takes me, whether it's staying here and going to Nebraska Medicine School or just going across the country. But yeah, that would be the plan: attack the draft head on, and we can see what happens there, and if not, then shift my sights to a career in medicine.
Well, great representative of this baseball program. I got to experience that when we were out in Iowa City, and my son had shown you a picture that he drew. I remember that, and you were fantastic. He's a big fan, and I know there are thousands and thousands of Drew Christo fans that are sad that they won't see in a Husker uniform, but we're all hoping that we'll see you continue down the baseball path, and if not, we know you're going to be successful. Stowe, really appreciate you spending time with us tonight. Just congratulations on a fantastic career. All the best going forward, and we'll be rooting for you, and we'll be following you, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me tonight, and thanks for supporting these last 4 years.
Drew Christo on Sports Nightly back in early June. The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest's premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. That's going to do it for Sports Nightly here on a Monday, in case you missed it. We're in the middle of moving studios this week, so this whole week will be best of shows. Tomorrow, we're excited to replay the Crown Tournament Championship game for Nebraska basketball from early April. Hope you can join us tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.